Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, last Wednesday, USDA came out with surprising numbers in their quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings report. Now, the quarterly grain stocks, they came in pretty much as expected. It was the prospective planting numbers that caused some surprises. As we recap and take a look at those numbers, producers intend to plant an estimated 91.1 million acres of corn in 2021, up less than 1% from last year, according to that report. Now, planted acreage intentions for corn are up or unchanged in 24 of the 48 estimating states. Soybean growers intend to plant 87.6 million acres in 2021, up 5% from last year. Now, if realized, this will be the third highest planted acreage on record. Compared with last year, planted acreage is expected to be up or unchanged in 23 of the 29 states estimated. Now, NAS also released the quarterly grain stocks report, and as I mentioned, stocks totaled 7.70 billion bushels, down 3% from the same time last year. On-farm corn stocks were down 9% from a year ago, but off-farm stocks were up 5%. Soybeans stored totaled 1.56 billion bushels, down 31% from March 1st of 2020. On-farm soybean stocks were down 41% from a year ago, while off-farm stocks were down 22%. Immediately following the Wednesday reports, I talked with Arlen Suderman of StoneX, and here was Arlen's initial response to the report.
Well, my initial reaction is the trade will question USDA survey numbers once again, but they are the numbers that will be traded until USDA updates its acreage survey in June. And with the corn acres came in roughly 2 million acres below trade expectations, as did soybeans. So there's a missing 4 million acres there from corn and soybean production. Trade was not anticipating, meaning that next year's balance sheets will be in the rationing mode for corn and for soybeans. On the other hand, wheat acres came in above expectations by nearly 1.5 million acres, but yet wheat is following corn and soybeans higher, because certainly we're going to be feeding more wheat, especially soft red winter wheat and hard red winter wheat. Hard red spring wheat came in pretty close to expectations, and it's taken the brunt of it on the spreads this morning after the USDA report.
And Suderman provided some advice for producers as they're looking at their marketing plans with these elevated prices after the volatile Wednesday reports.
This re-emboldens the bulls in the market and once again encourages them to buy the breaks and puts a lot more emphasis on the type of spring and summer weather patterns we're going to have in the Midwest. Now, black swan events that pull the rug out from this market are still possible, so act with caution. But overall, this is a market that's going to be focused on taking prices higher to buy more acres between now and the end of the planting season and to try to ration demand.
Meantime, Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics joined me on Wednesday afternoon's episode of Market Talk after the limit higher closes on Wednesday's trade and offered this advice for producers.
I think the biggest thing to realize about today's report is that it was still supply driven. You know, you and I've talked about this cost push inflation. We've seen nothing but cost push inflation from where I sit, Jesse, and that goes to the Biden infrastructure bill that's going to be paid for by a corporate tax hike, supposedly. These are all cost push inflation, supply weather inflation, in other words, is what we're seeing in terms of these prices going higher. I wrote last night to clients and subscribers that the price break that we saw going into the report was actually helping to ease my fears that we were going to ration too much demand and that the break in prices was actually going to be good for long-term demand. Look at what cattle weights have done. They've dropped by 20-some pounds on a dressed basis in the last 6 weeks. We are rationing demand. There's no question about it. And look at Australia. Australia cannot sell their wine to China. They can't sell their iron ore to China. But I believe their wheat exports are up 300 or 400% from last year at this time because they got a good crop and the Chinese are feeding wheat instead of corn and to a lesser degree some other feed grains like sorghum. So I think it's supply driven. That means we still want to sell rallies, especially if we get planted safely, because and quickly, if we get planted safely, meaning no freeze, and we get planted quickly, meaning no water that delays our planting like 2009, these acreage numbers are going to grow. We have to assume that to be good, effective risk managers. So don't look at the demand side of the equation, because you're going to hear a lot of people talk about the idea that with these acreage numbers, you're going to be closer to a 1 billion bushel carryover in corn and 100 million bushel carryover in beans. That may be for the next 60 days, but the market's function is to not allow those tied of stocks to come in and mess with us and do that in terms of bringing us down to that low of a carryover level. So make hay while the sun's shining. This is a supply weather-driven rally. Get hedges in place and simply defend those hedges in case there's weather. It's the same old thing that we've talked about, only it's a different day.
And again, that's comments from Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics from last Wednesday's episode of the Market Talk podcast, and also comments from Arlen Suderman of StoneX as we look back at those prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks numbers that the USDA released last Wednesday. And again, those planting intentions are going to be very interesting to see if that 91.1 million acres of corn and 87.6 million acres of soybeans does come to fruition here in the U.S., with those numbers coming in lower than expected. In other news here today on American Ag Today, a coalition of farm and biofuels groups welcome a Supreme Court brief filed by U.S. states supporting the coalition's arguments in a case regarding small refinery waivers. The Renewable Fuels Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, and America Coalition for Ethanol offered thanks to Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Oregon, South Dakota, and Virginia for filing the brief. Holly Frontier and other refiners are asking the Supreme Court to overturn the January 2020 appeals court ruling in which the court found EPA exceeded its authority in granting certain small refinery waivers. The brief from the states concludes that the judgment of the Court of Appeals should be affirmed. The coalition says, as the filings make clear, the exemptions have had a devastating effect on rural economies and on the demand for all types of renewable fuels. The coalition adds, "We are very grateful that these states and other renewable fuel and agriculture interests have stepped up to endorse the decision as well." And following President Joe Biden's announcement of a nationwide infrastructure package, Growth Energy says the plan overlooks the need to expand low-carbon biofuels like ethanol. The America Jobs Plan seeks to improve highways, bridges, ports, airports, and transit systems. The plan also seeks to improve drinking water, the electric grid, and broadband. In total, the plan will invest about $2 trillion this decade. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says it's disappointing the America Jobs Plan doesn't expand biofuels. Earlier this year, a new report from the Rhodium Group found that biofuels are an essential element of the path to a net zero future by 2050. However, the plan does call for $35 billion in research priorities, including offshore wind, biofuels, and electric vehicles. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the plan will help us rebuild our economy and rural communities. Vilsack adds that the Department of Agriculture is central to President Joe Biden's strategy to build a strong economy. And this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.